Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Gusto lang natin i-inspire ang mga kababayan, lalo na yung mga may negosyo, para naman na kahit papano ay magaan or gumaan ang kanilang kalooban dahil nga nag-ease na ang restrictions sa Victoria. So first, kamusta ang business nitong weekend post-lockdown?
Post-COVID lockdown, okay naman siya. So it's quite steady, which is a good thing for us. So yeah.
Okay, kasi yun nga po, for context ha mga kababayan, maswerte ang negosyo ni Regina kasi nakapivot sila during COVID, di ba? Dahil nag-deliver kayo ng pre-marinated and packed barbecue. So, di ba, parang ang bilis eh ng pag-transition ninyo from yes. Like yung pagkakaroon ng stall talaga, di ba? No, kumbaga dependent ka sa location mo. So, what steps did you take to enable the business to pivot and thrive?
Yep, we're pretty lucky kasi we were already working on research and development sa mga produkto we've got right now pre-COVID. So what we did was we accelerated na lang yung release date ng product na to because it's not supposed to be released until 2021 pa.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, so... in a way, napaganda siya kasi nga, like, you know, napabilis namin yung proseso to actually release it now. So far naman, you know, the staff is coping well. You know, we're pretty much, you know, ready to do numbers. So,
malaking bagay, no, na parang advance kayo mag-isip, di ba? How important is it to have foresight, di ba? Foresight or yung siguro yung vision na parang you're always a few steps ahead rather than, you know, being just happy with, you know, current, you know, yung existing conditions or existing operations.
So, well, in business, you're always going to be proactive, right? So, for us, we ensure that, you know, with a business, it has to have multiple income streams to move forward. Halimbawa, right now, you know, apart from events in Australia, we do events in New Zealand then. And then we actually import charcoal in New Zealand for wholesale and retail. So apart from just doing our thing in, you know, home delivery, we always make sure that, you know, there's other streams of income. So, for example, nangyari ngayon ganyang COVID. So, hindi lang kami nagre-rely sa isang bagay.
Right.
Ayun.
Right.
So, that's how, for us, that's the reason why that we're able to survive.
Ang galing, no? Parang, imagine, siguro yung mga ibang may negosyo, I'm sure kahit papano nanghihinayang sila kasi, di ba minsan iba naman ang instinct ng I mean, ako, I feeling ko, gifted ang mga entrepreneurs like you guys kasi may instinct kayo eh. At matapang kayo in like taking risks, di ba? Pero in terms of like planning, di ba? Parang it's good na kahit papano ine-entertain nyo yung thought na, wait, you know, we have to do this or we have to add this para in case may mangyari, hindi tayo mapag-iiwanan. And that's what happened to you guys.
Yeah, that's for sure. Kasi if we didn't have these other streams of income coming in, obviously, you know, home delivery, it's just a small chunk of what we do. So having this nga, talagang nakatulong siya. So dahil, as we all know, New Zealand hasn't been affected as much as we did, especially because of Victoria. So, sa New Zealand, continuous pa rin yung negosyo. So, yun ang kagandahan ng, because we had it there.
Ang galing. Okay, so now looking back, and I really want sana yung mga kababayan natin negosyante to learn from you, diba? So looking back at what, you know, your business has gone through these past few months, ano yung mga natutunan mo from a business standpoint, aside from what we've touched on already? Sige, feel free to share.
So, para sa akin, there's that three things that, you know, over the last 7 months, number one is remain customer focused. Pretty much by looking for what the customers needs and may maybe after post COVID normal. So, and another one I could think of is don't be afraid of change. So, meaning, I mean, we all know that for the last 7 months, that change is massive, right? Mm-hmm. So, your customer might need something else than what you're selling, if you know what I mean. So, so moving forward, like, you have to think of something that, what does everybody need right now? Mm-hmm. So during COVID, so we decided that we're going to do home delivery, even though that we all know that our business is based on events and markets, but you're just going to have to pretty much, you know, do a little bit of change to get where you're going to be.
Regina, ito na nga, kasi, you know, unfortunately, hindi lahat ng businesses, no, particular sa industry mo, yung mga peers nyo, ang sabihin natin mabilis na nakapag-adjust at nakakope sa hamon na dulot ng COVID-19. So, siguro para sa mga nahihirapan bumangon and get their business, you know, businesses up and running, what advice can you give? Ito na yun, yung parang let's inspire them naman at bigyan sila ng konting nuggets of wisdom sa mga natutunan.
Okay. So, para sa akin is be prepared to work hard again. So, that part again. Mm-hmm. So, even though obviously when they starting business, we all know that it's not very easy, right? So, because of what's happened, you might have to restart that, you know, different mindset that, like, I have to put extra 110% to actually get where you are, mm-hmm. like kung ano yung gusto mong marating. So basically, never give up and pretty much work hard. Be prepared to work hard again. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so, with our kababayan as well, like, we all know that everybody works hard being, you know, Filipino.
Yes.
But like, it's just that extra push that you have to tell yourself that, yeah, I can do this, I will do this, and I'm ready for it.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.